Good day, and welcome to White Smoke. In this series, we're going to discuss the principal factors that were taken into consideration by people like Jefferson and Madison when they began to erect the new United States Constitution. So far, we've talked about the things that are in the Constitution that serve to eliminate the possibility of any one individual taking complete control of the federal government. Subsequently, and I've mentioned this before, the Congress adopted the Bill of Rights. Originally, there were 13 proposals, but only 10 of them passed. These are now known as the first 10 amendments. And they include the protection of things like the freedom of speech. But what's important here is that we American citizens understand why we have a freedom of speech. And the reason is because in times prior to the Revolution, the governor or the police chief could tell you to shut up, and that meant that you couldn't share your ideas with other people. In the same way, the amendments protect the freedom of the press. So it's not just the spoken word that is free here. It is the ability to write things down and publish those ideas for everyone to read and learn from, even if you're not in the same room with them and you can't talk with them. In another avenue, which still goes back to thoughts and opinions and controlling them, the prior government, the King of England, had decreed that there would be one religion. You couldn't be a member of a different one, and if you were, you were subject to certain punishments by the king. So the freedom of religion, the freedom to practice whatever religion you wanted, is contained in that statement that the federal government shall make no law respecting religion. That doesn't mean that, like a lot of people think, that doesn't mean that there is to be no interaction between a religion and the federal government. What it means is that no religion shall be given preference to any other religion. One of the lesser known protections that is included is something called the prohibition of a bill of attainder. And a bill of attainder is when the Congress passes a bill which seizes individual properties or places various punishments on individuals without the benefit of a trial. So this also includes the references that you hear about to due process. So this particular provision says that your property cannot be taken unjustly. You have to be actually convicted of something before that happens. One of the other ones that is lesser known, but was a really big problem at the time, is the quartering of soldiers in individual homes. And this is now prohibited in the Bill of Rights. The British Army didn't have to build barracks when they were on the move. They just walked up to your house and said, okay, you 10 guys, you go stay here. And you, lady of the house, make them all dinner. So this is the, you know, I'm trying to give you an idea of the situation at the time. It was very, very much at the other end of the spectrum from a free society. So far in this project, we've covered the major factors that the writers of the Constitution wanted to include in order to distribute the power of the federal government to prevent it from getting all in one place. And we've also covered the provisions of the Bill of Rights in order to protect the rights of the individual citizens. Now, having been in place for a couple of hundred years and things being the way they are and men being the way they are, we can start to look at how all of this seems to be unraveling and falling apart.